Some doctors in the state are now having medical license complaints filed against them by the leader of an anti-abortion group. It's Thursday, October 5th, and this is Wisconsin Today. Good morning, I'm Alex Crow. Coming up on the show today, there was a showdown at the state capitol yesterday. Sarah Lear will have an update on the trio of Republican bills that are addressing transgender youth and going through the state legislature. And Devin Casey has a story about a 1916 house designed by Frank Lloyd Wright going up for sale in Milwaukee. Stay with us.
Wisconsin Today makes staying current on Wisconsin news easy. You can enjoy these 10 minutes of statewide news with context thanks to community support. Join in now with your gift at wpr.org/givewitoday.
The head of an anti-abortion group has filed complaints with the state's medical licensing agency against Planned Parenthood of Wisconsin and another OBGYN. As Hope Kerwin reports, the providers say there's no basis for the complaints.
Pro-Life Wisconsin's Dan Miller says he contacted the licensing agency after local law enforcement refused to take action against Planned Parenthood for resuming abortion services. Miller says he filed complaints against the organization as a whole, as well as its medical director. Michelle Velasquez is chief strategy officer for Planned Parenthood of Wisconsin. She says it's an attempt to intimidate doctors.
There's a lot of talk about calling on district attorneys to charge physicians, and that hasn't been successful. And so the next tactic is the professional licensing agency.
An attorney for Dr. Kristen Lyerly, another OBGYN who received a complaint, says she has requested to dismiss it, in part because she hasn't practiced medicine in Wisconsin since the U.S. Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. Hope Kerwin, Wisconsin Public Radio.
State lawmakers heard testimony yesterday on a trio of Republican bills addressing transgender youth. As Sarah Lear reports, the hearings attracted hours of contentious public comment.
One proposal would ban certain types of medical intervention for minors in Wisconsin. That includes surgery, hormone therapy, and puberty blockers when used for gender transition. Mark Herstand is with Wisconsin's chapter of the National Association of Social Workers, which opposes the bill.
Gender-affirming care significantly decreases depression and anxiety rates.
Other bills would require young athletes to play in sports teams, either corresponding to their sex assigned at birth or to play in a co-ed category. Those rules would apply to state-run colleges and universities, as well as to K-12 schools. Democratic Governor Tony Evers promises to veto the legislation, which he referred to as, quote, attacks on our trans kids. Sarah Lear, Wisconsin Public Radio.
There was a lot happening at the Capitol yesterday. Scores of activists traveled to the Capitol to voice their opposition to those bills. Those hearings lasted all day, and then trans rights activists held a rally outside in the evening. 17-year-old Bailey Mosling said he began taking hormone blockers in eighth grade and started taking testosterone at the age of 15.
I want legislators to know that being a trans youth is a really difficult thing when there are constantly people around you telling you that what you're thinking and what you are feeling is incorrect.
As you heard Sarah Lear say, one of those bills would require student athletes to play on teams that correspond with their sex assigned at birth or to play on co-ed teams. Republican Representative Barbara Dietrich says the goal is fair play.
When a female basketball is smaller than a male basketball, we should be foolish to think that hormone treatment or surgery can change the advantage of an individual's hand size.
And once again, despite all the action at the Capitol yesterday, Governor Tony Evers has pledged to veto those bills. A longtime public official from Madison says he'll retire next year. Joe Parisi has been Dane County Executive since 2011. He also served in the State Assembly and as Dane County Clerk. Parisi says he'll retire from public life in May, about a year before his term in office is up. That will mean a special election in November of 2024. Parisi presided over Dane County government during a time of rapid population growth. In a news conference, he said he was proud of Dane County's progress toward making government operations carbon neutral. Parisi said serving as county executive has been one of the greatest honors of his life. 7 Wisconsin counties are not meeting ozone concentration standards. That's according to a report released this week by the State Department of Natural Resources. The U.S. Environmental Protection Agency says it estimates that Wisconsin contributes between 8 to 16% of its own ozone, and the rest comes from out of state. Zach Edelman is the executive director of Lake Michigan Air Directors Consortium. He says recent progress to lower ozone has been slow.
There has not been a really transformative federal program targeting major pollution sources. And so you know, there's been some smaller changes around the edges, but nothing is as transformative.
A provision to the Clean Air Act aims to lower air pollution between states, but staff at the Wisconsin DNR says it's falling short. And finally, a historic Frank Lloyd Wright-designed home is now on the market in Milwaukee. Evan Casey has more on the Frederick C. Bogue House.
The 6,700-square-foot home was designed by Wright in 1916 for a Milwaukee alderman and his family. It's on the market for $1.5 million and is being sold for only the second time in its history. John Waters is a preservation programs manager for the Frank Lloyd Wright Building Conservancy. He says the architect was preparing to oversee the construction of a hotel in Japan when he designed the home.
The Imperial Hotel is taking so much time. He's not doing a lot of work in the U.S. around the time of the Bogue House. So that makes Bogue House that much more significant in this time period.
The Bogue House features much of its original elements, including leaded glass windows, a central fireplace, and built-in cabinetry. Evan Casey, Wisconsin Public Radio.
That'll do it for today's edition of Wisconsin Today. Hey, real quick, before we go, an update on the Milwaukee Brewers. They lost again last night. That means their postseason run officially over. They fell to the Diamondbacks by a score of 5-2. The Diamondbacks now move on to the next round. And that will now do it for Wisconsin Today. Thank you for joining us. I'm your host, Alex Crow, and our producers today were Mallory Chang and John Davis. As always, hit that subscribe button. We'll be here for you every single weekday morning right away in that podcast feed. Tell a friend. Help spread the word. We do appreciate it. Have a great day. We'll talk to you again tomorrow.